Blog Talk Radio.
Get your hands for Angela.
Welcome once again to Show Talk with Angela Butler on this March 1st, 2014. The guest is gospel singer Wilson Bundon. So without further delay, we'll talk to Wilson Bundon. Hello, Wilson. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
You have a CD that is like that's entitled "On the Inside."
Yes.
Okay. Who wrote your lyrics for this CD? Did you write any of it?
Yeah, I wrote all of it.
You wrote all of it?
I wrote the whole thing. Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good. That's great. Not only are you a singer, you're a writer too.
Yep, God has given me the ability to think of things, and you know, I can get up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I keep a notepad by my bedside, and I just write. I wake up in the morning and write. I could be riding in the car and something hit me, I just write.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. That is great. Are you the only one singing on this CD?
Yes, I am. Yes,
you are.
I have a few background. Still small parts. My engineer's wife is on the inside. She's doing the joy parts from the inside, and his son is on the one that's called Teaches. He's asking me a question. You know, ask me, can I teach him how to pray? So it's a little talk at the beginning of one of the songs, which turned out pretty nice. Mm-hmm.
All right, that sounds great. Sounds great. So you wrote that yourself? Oh, you are talented.
Well,
my
whole family's talented.
Your whole
that.
Family?
Thank you. Yeah,
Does your family sing gospel?
Yes, every single one of us.
Every single one of them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
And I have 11 brothers and sisters. Well, I make the 11th brothers and sisters. And growing up, we were like the whining family. But they call us the Putnam family. So we did a lot of singing all over.
Oh, wow.
As children.
That is great.
Yeah.
So your background is gospel from your family?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. When did you know that you could sing?
I guess I was about 6. You see, like I said, we grew up in church. My mother was a praying mother, and you know, she fasted and prayed all the time, but she would have us sing when we were really, really little. Because my mother used to play the guitar. And we used to sing this one song called Precious Lord, Take My Hand. But we had like a little marching type thing. And I remember as a little kid, I was the first one leading the pack, marching. All of us, we would all march up to sing. We were called the Bunton Specials. And, my mom would, make us march up, and then she was like, "All right, Wilson, it's time for you to sing." So she would go, "Oh, precious Lord," and I go, "Precious Lord, take my hand." I was 6 years old, and she actually gave me a microphone, and just said, "Go on out there and sing." I mean, she could be talking to friends, and her friends was like, "Girl, your children can sing." She said, "Oh yeah, well, come over here for a minute. Sing her song real quick." You know, I mean, we could be in the middle of the grocery store. It didn't matter where we were. She just wants us to sing, and she was really proud of us too.
Oh, okay. So you had a praying mother and a mother who encouraged her children.
Yes, that's correct.
Why did you choose gospel? And is there any artist that has influenced your song?
I chose gospel because God has been good to me. I had several opportunities to sing R&B. I had several opportunities to even sing country, believe it or not.
Okay.
But I chose gospel because that's all I know. God has been too good to me for me to go back on him now. So, I mean, he's been everything to me. He's my everything. And for me to turn away from him now would be showing disgratitude towards what he has done for me.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people out there that sing R&B and all. They were born and raised in church, but I can't do that. I won't do that.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. So your CD is entitled On the Inside.
Yes.
You said you wrote most of all your songs, or all of your songs.
What made you pick this title? Because the song that's on there is called On the Inside. There's a song called On the Inside, and it says, he brings you joy. And back in the day when you said, "I got joy on the inside," yes, he is. He's joy on the inside. It's when you get that joy down on the inside of you, it's joy like a river, and it flows, and the joy, when it's on the inside, it brings everything. It helps your outer appearance. It helps your outer attitude. So the joy that's on the inside of me, it gives me a better attitude towards people. It gives me a better attitude towards society. It gives me a better attitude towards life. So it's on the inside. That's where it's at. It's on the inside, and it brings everything on the outside.
Okay. Yes, okay. All right. Is there any artist that has influenced your style of singing?
Yes. That one artist, there's two artists actually, but I grew up on Ranch Allen. I don't know if you ever heard of Ranch Allen.
Okay.
Reverend Ranch Allen. He's an old time singer. He's a real big heavy set guy, but my God, this man can, his style of music. When I was growing up, he had a style of music that church folks kind of turned away from him because of, he changed the gospel style. He was the actual one that, the original one that changed the gospel style. He actually opened the way up for the Winans Commission, Take Six. He opened up the way for all these guys. So Ranch Allen is definitely the guy that I kind of took a liking to. And he's the guy.
He's the guy that influenced your style. Okay.
Yes.
Who are the people the people, who are the person or people who encouraged you to sing, to make this a career?
To make this a career?
To make singing a career.
I'd have to say my mother was one, and my whole family was a part of it. But lately, in the last 20-something years, my wife has been the one that stood behind me and said, honey, you can do it. You can do anything you put your hands to. And she kind of knew that I could sing when we were dating, but she wasn't really sure that I could really, really, really sing until at our wedding. And our wedding, I sang a song, which was a surprise to her. When they opened the door and her walking down the aisle, I sang a song to her, and she was like, oh, my God, this guy can really sing. But, you know, I used to hum a lot of tunes, but she's the actual one that stood by me and said, Wilson, you need to, this is something that is a gift to you, and you should go after it. And it took me a long time to make up my mind to want to do it.
Okay. All right. Is there any song that you prefer on your CD?
I kind of like them all, but I think On the Inside is good. On the Inside is good. In His Presence is good. I like them all. Restored.
What about No Greater Love and I
No
Wrote
Greater Love
and Teacher's
No
Master?
Greater Love is, No Greater Love is really, really, really good.
Okay.
No Greater Love is phenomenal. I really love that one because it took me a long time to write that one. That one's where I really pour my whole soul into it. Towards you, if you listen to that one, it'll bless. It'll definitely bless your soul.
Okay. All right. Well, I like them all too.
Yeah,
I think it's beautiful what you said about your wife.
Yeah,
okay.
she stood by me, you know. I'm grateful for that because, you know, most musicians, the main part of their issue is if they're married, that's half the battle. But that was not a battle for me. That was actually a good thing.
Okay, so I'd like to know, at what point in your life did you decide that gospel music was the only type of music that you would sing?
Well, when I was, I guess it was about 25, 26, I had a heart attack as a young man. And when I laid in the hospital and my wife came in and she said, well, Wilson, you know, I think this is God's way of telling you that you may think you're going to get by, but you won't get away. So, and like I said, my mother prayed for us when we were children, and she prayed to God that he would save our lives. And if we strayed away from him, she said, you know, back in the day, mothers don't pray like that anymore. My mother prayed that, Lord, if you got to save him and take him on home with you.
Okay.
Save him. So, you know, and it's like, not that I was doing wrong or anything, but sometimes when you want to do your own thing, you really can't because you're not your own. You're bought with a price. You belong to someone. So,
yeah.
That's basically, I belong to God. So that's basically that was a wake-up call for me to say, you know, it's time to do the right thing at this point.
Okay. That was your wake-up call from God. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what you're saying. All right. Well, Wilson Bundit is on Show Talk with Angela Butler. It's March 1st, 2014. If it's okay with you, Wilson Bundit, we're going to play some of your music.
All right.
All right. We can play some. I'm going to play some snippets of each song that you sent me.
Okay.
All right. All right, listeners, you're about to hear Wilson Bundit and I Rose. You can listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler on KPLX949.com, among other stations. So tune in there, too.
Yeah.
All right. Wilson Bundit, we're going to play your next song, No Greater Love.
All right.
Is there anything you want to say about this song?
Well, this song is basically a love song to God. You know, like I said, in the song it says how he made a way for, you know, I'm calling on you, Lord, because you've been there before. You made a way for me, and I don't need no more. I don't need anybody else because I love you, and I need you, and I want you in my life today. And
oh, that's beautiful.
It's a love song to God.
Yeah, it's a beautiful love song to God.
Mm-hmm.
Did you also write your music?
Yeah, I wrote the music. I'm actually playing the music on all my songs.
And you also wrote the lyrics.
Yes.
So you're doing something that you love to do and getting paid for it. And the reason
and
I said it, so many people go to work and are not happy with what they're doing. So you are definitely blessed.
Yeah, I praise God for that because, you know, this is something that I just enjoy doing. And I thank God that he's opening doors. You know, because it's nothing but God. It's nothing but the grace of God.
Okay. All right. So next, listeners, we have No Greater Love by Wilson Bundit. I'm going to play a snippet.
Okay.
I need you you. I want you. I want you in my life to stay.
You're listening to No Greater Love by Wilson Bundit. His CD is on the inside. Okay, yes. So next I'm going to play Teacher's Master from the CD On the Inside by Wilson Bundit. All right, listeners.
Hey, Mr. Wilson, what are you doing?
Hey, little Keefe. He's doing some music.
Mr. Wilson, can you teach me how to pray?
Sure, kid. You know, the disciples asked Jesus the same thing.
They did?
Yep. And he said, when you pray, make sure you say,
Our Father, which are in heaven, hallowed be, yeah, thy holy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your will be done. Will be done.
KPLX949.com. You can hear interviews there too, among other stations. So I would appreciate it if you tuned in to that show too. It comes on at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. All right, Wilson Bunton, I have to ask this, and I hope it doesn't offend you, but have you had any professional vocal training?
No, not at all.
No?
No.
So you're just blessed with a gift from God.
Yes, I guess you could say that. I've never had any professional vocal training. As a matter of fact, when we were in the studio, a lot of the editing and stuff like that, we didn't have to do because it was like a one take. Let's go. Let's do it. I think on one of my songs, I said, "Is this for real?" Like, because I wasn't sure if they were recording or not, but we left it on there because it was really weird. But,
okay.
Yeah,
all right.
God, he gave me a voice to sing.
Yes, you're very gifted by God. You really are.
Thank you.
Which artist do you listen to the most? Whether it's R&B, gospel, or whatever.
The one I listen to the most, I would have to say Ben Tankard. I don't know if you know who he is. He's actually a keyboard specialist. He's the most phenomenal keyboard player that I've ever heard, ever. And he plays really nice music. And I like more music than vocal, because
okay.
The music, when you can get the music down, you can pretty much do your own vocal, right? But my main artist would be Ben Tankard.
Okay. Is there any artist that you would like to make a CD with?
Would like to make a CD with?
Yes, any artist that you like to do a duet or sing with?
Yes. I would say Yolanda Adams.
Oh, okay.
I would love to sing a song with Yolanda Adams. Because Yolanda Adams, she'll take you to another place.
Okay. Yes. Yes, she will.
She'll take you to another place, and she'll bring out the best in you. If you don't, she'll definitely bring the best out of you. So I would have to say Yolanda Adams.
Okay. All right. Yolanda Adams. She has a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So are there any people that you perform with, maybe in concert, at different events, I opened a concert with, I closed a concert with?
Yes. Now, when we were younger, these are older groups. I've actually sang with the person that I adore the most, which is Ranch Allen. I sang with him. He came to our church years ago, and he actually, when he was singing, he actually pulled me out of the audience because I was standing on the side and I was just listening to him, and he was just tearing this one song up, and then he started singing and our bishop gave me the mic and I started singing. He hit a note and I would hit a note. He turned around and looked at me like, "Oh, so you want to try to take it there?"
Oh, okay.
And he hit this real high note, and I hit the high note too. And after the service was over, he's like, "Young, hey, go get that young man that was singing with me." And I actually got to meet with him. I talked with him for like 10 minutes, but he had to get back on the plane. So I was a child; I was younger then. But he didn't realize what he had actually instilled in me. It's like one of the best things ever. Now he's Ranch Allen. I sang with him. I sang with the gospel keynotes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've sang with the Mighty Flying Cloud, the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Beautiful.
And Shirley Caesar years ago. I sang with her. And I sang with a young lady by the name of LaShawn Paige Rose.
Okay.
She came to our church, and I sang with her once. But it wasn't like, you know, it was like she was singing, and I just happened to be up in the pulpit, you know, and I grabbed the microphone, and she was just singing, and I just started singing with her. So... end up being a good thing, you know.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds wonderful. Where may the listeners go to see you perform, and where can they go to buy your CD?
Okay, on iTunes, they can go on iTunes, Amazon. They can look up. It's Wilson Bunton on the inside, B-U-N-T-O-N, Wilson Bunton on the inside is the title of the album. They can go on iTunes and purchase it, download it that way, or they can go on the website, www.ignworldmedia.com. And they can purchase the CD from my website also. So it's www.ignworldmedia.com.
So are you on a label?
No, actually, it's my own our own label. Me and a gentleman by the name of Keith Burrows. We have our own label.
What is your label called?
It's called IGN World Media.
Does the IGN stand for anything?
Say that again?
Does the ING stand for?
Yes, it's a representation of in God's name.
Okay. IGN, I'm going to say. In God's name. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is some things that you have learned in the music industry that would help someone who wants to be in the music industry, that would benefit someone, some advice you could give of what you've learned?
That you can do it, free to get into, because like right now I'm trying to get the actual CD in stores. So, I mean, you know, and it's a gospel CD, so if you're not a, quote, icon or quote celebrity, then most stores will kind of churn away from wanting your music in their store because they can't make money off of it. But to tell someone that has music and want music to be their livelihood, I'm here to tell you that it can be done. And it will be done if you stick to it. Don't give up. It's got to be something that, I mean, you got to be willing to take your bumps and bruises because there's going to be a many bumps and bruises. There's going to be a many no's, but I stood on 1,000 no's to get one yes.
Okay. So you have dedication, willpower,
mm-hmm.
and God.
And God.
Yes.
That's
what I interpret you saying.
Yeah.
All right. So, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, which can be also listened to on KPLX949.com, among other stations. Okay. I'm going to play some more songs by Wilson Bunnett. Pretty much the same songs, so you can hear some snippets of it. And he's already told you where you can go to purchase his CD on the inside. So
mm-hmm.
he's going to repeat that at the end of the show for those of you who didn't get to write it down. All right, listeners, again, Mr. Wilson Bunton, I Rose. Yeah. Wilson Bunton, the song I Rose, which he says he wrote himself and played the music for the entire CD on the inside. Next, I'm going to play a snippet of No Greater Love by Wilson Bunton. Bunton,
yeah,
which is on his CD, on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next, Mr. Bunton, I'm going to play Teacher's Master. And also, listeners, do not forget that you can hear Show Talk with Angela Butler on KPLX 94.9. Okay, so next is Teacher's Master by Mr. Wilson Bunton.
Hey, Mr. Wilson, what are you doing?
Hey, little Keefe. He's doing some music.
Mr. Wilson, can you teach me how to pray?
Sure, kid. You know, the disciples asked Jesus the same thing.
They did?
Yep. And he said, when you pray, to make sure you say,
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be, yeah, thy holy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your will be done, Lord. Let your will be done.
Does your company your recording studio. I believe it's Mr. Keith, am I right?
Yes.
Keith Burrow?
Keith
Did Burrow. I pronounce it right?
Keith Burrows.
Okay. So do you take on other artists, or is this just for you two?
No, we do take on other artists. We have a few things lined up now. The key thing now is that my project's completed, so we can move on to others. You know, but you know, we do take on other artists. We bring, you know, we have a few coming in now that we are just starting to work on, and if they're in the area, I, you know, come stop by. Or we will travel as long as the equipment, the recording equipment is there, you know, to do our thing or whatever, you know.
Okay.
We're willing to travel too. I actually want to go on tour. I want to go on tour with a few other singers and just travel. I did some singing at a veterans home center. And
okay.
I did it in Delaware and Philadelphia and in New Jersey. We did a singing for Veterans Day. For that whole week, we did all the veterans hospitals around here. It was actually a blessing. The people that are in the hospital, they don't get a lot of visitors. So we went in and we brought our music, and we had a really, really good time with the veterans. I would like to do that. You know, travel around the country and just do that. It was a blessing to see veterans. They need, you know, they everybody needs love.
Yes, that is true. That is very true. And there's good, there's a God. And it's good that there's good people like you still in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So have you did any films or television or any acting at all?
I did some radio stuff. I haven't did any. I was in a few plays years ago. Never did any television stuff. Maybe something to get into. You know, I would like to do something like that. Maybe meet up with Tyler Perry and possibly do something with him. I don't know, Steve Harvey or somebody. I don't know, somebody that's looking for some really good raw talent.
Tyler Perry Studios, I don't know if you know this, is in Atlanta, Georgia.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's abbreviated TPS, but Mr. Perry's studio is in Atlanta, Georgia, and you can Google the number to the company. Might try that.
That might be something. Yeah, that might be something to look into.
Yeah. You might not get to speak to him, but they may tell you how to get your songs to him. I can't be certain of that. But I personally think you're very talented, if that means anything. I love
you. Oh,
yeah,
actually it does. It means a lot. It means a lot to me.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And I appreciate it.
Okay. So you have this CD out on the inside. Do you have any other CDs?
No, that's the only one that I do have out right now. I have a ton of songs that are incomplete, and there's a lot of them that are completed that, you know, we couldn't put them all on one CD. So we have another project coming out probably next year. Maybe around this time next year. I didn't want to rush it. I want to make sure that, you know, we stretch it out a little bit where we can get some other people involved. You know, I want to get some other artists out and get them involved in some of the music. So,
okay.
And share the love a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Bring the encouraging word of gospel music. Yes. I believe that's what people need in the world today. You don't see a lot of good things on the news. So I definitely believe the world needs Jesus Christ and God. So if someone wanted to contact you about your studio, perhaps working with them. Is there a website or email address they can go to submit music to you?
My email address is Wilson Bunton Music. As WILSONBUNTON music at yahoo.com.
S music with an S, because I've seen some people spell music with an S.
Real word music.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do you have a website?
At yahoo.com. And, you know, okay. Just shoot me an email and you know, let me know what you're interested in, and if you know, if we can connect, I'll be glad to, you know, do something with you.
Okay. All right. So if you like to, you could tell the listeners again where they can either see you perform or buy your CD.
Yeah. On iTunes, you can go into iTunes and pull up Wilson Bunton on the Inside, and you can download my full CD from on iTunes, or you can go to the website www.ignworldmedia.com, and you can purchase the CD from there, or shoot me an email, and I'm trying to get it into some stores near people. So if you have any ideas for there in the areas that the store is willing to get it to, I'll send my marketer out there and take a look, and we get it going.
All right, that is great. That is great.
Mm-hmm.
That just about concludes the interview. With you, Wilson Bundit. It has been a pleasure interviewing you.
It's been a pleasure, too.
Yes, sir. And I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I also like to say, is there anything else you would like to say?
I appreciate you having me, and God bless you. I'll be praying for you, and you make sure you pray for me, that God will keep us covered and keep us under his blood, and don't let us get bullheaded. Keep us humble, you know, and just keep us moving.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And you'll be in my
prayers. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, and I love what you said about your wife, how she stood by you and encouraged you.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm glad it's people like you in the world, too, you and your wife. Because, like I said, TV doesn't have a lot of positive things, especially the news. So, you know, it's good to know there's still saved people, you know, in the world.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Okay, so, listeners, I'm going to end the show with Mr. Wilson Bunton's music from his CD on the Inside. And don't forget, you can find Show Talk with Angela Butler on KPLX949.com, among other stations. And also, Sarah Jakes, T.D. Jakes' daughter, is going to be on the show talking about her life and her book. And as Pastor T.D. Jakes, for those of you who want, you know, Sundays, it's very appropriate. She's going to be talking about her life and her book.
All right.
How she got through a lot of things while in this media spotlight. Because Reverend T.D. Jakes is well known. He's famous.
Yeah.
So his daughter is going to be talking about her book and what it is like to make mistakes, or not necessarily mistakes, but, no, I wouldn't call them mistakes, to have made decisions and choices.
Right.
And the whole world know about it because of who your daddy is.
Right.
Bishop T.D. Jakes. So she'll be on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's March 2nd, 2014. And March 4th, 2014, the very talented and beautiful Miss Melba Moore, who is a Tony Award winner and has been nominated for numerous Grammys. She'll be back on the show. This is her second time. She'll be talking about her CD, and you'll learn about her some more.
All right.
Of course, she's already famous. But,
yes.
You know.
And Wilson Bunn will be back, too.
Yeah. Mr. Wilson Bunn will be back, too.
Yeah, I'll be back on.
All right, listeners, I'm going to play No Greater Love by Wilson Bunton. Next, I'm going to play a snippet of I Rose, and also Monday, this coming Monday, March 3rd, 2014, I will be airing Mr. Ivory Bell's show, that our interview that he did with me. So the next song is I Rose by Wilson Bunton. By Mr. Wilson Bunton from his city on the inside. And I'm going to close out the show with Wilson Bunton's song, Teach Us Master, from the city on the inside. Have a good night, everyone.
Hey, Mr. Wilson, what are you doing?
Hey, little Keefe. I'm doing some music. Sure, kid. You know, the disciples asked Jesus the same thing.
They did?
Yep. And he said, when you pray, to make sure you say,
Our Father, which art